This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
It's time for our weekly talk about Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, and we are doing it, taping this at the Fairfield County Fair this week, and Dawn Walker is here. How are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm excellent. As we're recording, we just finished up the veteran ceremonies here at the radio tent, and you got a chance to speak, and it was just a great time.
Yeah, it was wonderful. There were so many good speakers and so many people. This tent was full, and there were people waiting outside. It was great. Standing room.
It's standing room only, and we tried to get as many people seated as possible, but great crowd, and it's just exciting to get to honor our veterans, which is something I know Fairhope Hospice is very serious about.
Right, yeah, we partner with We Honor Veterans, and we do pinning ceremonies for our veterans at their end of life. We have a crew of veterans ourselves that they get together and part of our social services department, and we do that for any veterans that may need, you know, whether they're in their home, at the Pickering House, at a facility, just to honor them, make the end of their life special.
It's just one of the things you do. That's part of the just what makes Fairhope Hospice so unique and special.
Yes.
So we're here at the fair. Of course, it's been just such a busy summer fall for you guys. We were at the AIM Clinic together for the dedication a couple of weeks ago. That continues to evolve and to grow and to become part of the overall operation of what you guys do.
Yeah, so we're always talking about the AIM Clinic. We're always talking about the Pickering House. There's so many things to talk to the community about. And we're trying to, even our volunteers here. So we have volunteers at the Art Hall. We have volunteers here at the Wolf Tent. So we're here, Laura Arnold, our community educator, along with myself, we're here with our volunteers here all week just talking about all the things that Fairhope has to offer.
Exactly. And again, we'll talk more about that in our next segment, because one of the things you're doing is you're holding the volunteer schedule for the week here at the fair. And it's just amazing the sheer number of people that volunteer and come out to do something like this.
Yes.
Well, it's a great week. We're actually at the radio tent here, the Wolf Broadcast Tent, and welcoming WLGN as well. So anybody listening in Logan, we appreciate that. Dawn Walker is community...
Marketing manager.
Yeah, I get it right. Marketing manager for Fairhope. You're holding the volunteer sign-up sheet. And you know what I love about this is I don't think there's a blank space.
Very little. And it includes volunteers and staff. So we do have a lot of staff and management and leadership that volunteers as well throughout the week.
Yeah, the great Laura Arnold is actually staffing the table here right now. So you like that, the great Laura Arnold? And so many great volunteers. And you mentioned two locations here on the fairgrounds at the Fairfield County Fair. We're used to having you here in the radio tent. We call this kind of the hospitality center here.
Yes, so here in the tent, we have popcorn. Mm-hmm. Right now we have cookies for the veterans event, but we'll be here Wednesday for the senior day.
You're going to have cookies again?
Yes,
tell me you're going to have cookies.
We'll have cookies, popcorn, and for the first 100 seniors that get here, we will have lunch totes with snacks.
Fantastic. Again, then your other location, where is that?
So we are in the Art Hall all week, and we are at the very, very end of the Art Hall on the end cap there by the rides. So where all the rides there are the big kid rides.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be there all week, and we're there until 8 p.m. So 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. in the Art Hall.
Wow, that's a long day.
That's a long day, yeah. So we're very thankful to have our volunteers there. We typically have two volunteers at a time, so it's really nice. 2-hour increments. Very thankful to have people to do that.
And that's, again, if somebody's looking and saying, well, I could hang out for a couple hours and talk great things about Fairhope.
Yes, please reach out to Twyla Summers at 740-654-7077.
The ever-likable Twyla Summers.
Twyla.
Everybody loves Twyla. They do. So what else is going on? I mean, when we wrap up the fair on Saturday,
we have our fun run coming up October 19th here at the Fairfield County Fairgrounds.
What is this all about?
So it's a 5K, but like we said, it's fun and run. Mm-hmm. So you can walk, you can run.
I can waddle
You can waddle, or you can just hang out here at the fairgrounds, register. You can go to our Facebook, and that is Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care Facebook site. You can register, look for the event on there. You can just come and hang out. You can support a good cause, which benefits our memorial fund.
Mm-hmm.
it's just nothing a big commitment, just come and have fun. That's our last big event to celebrate National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. That's coming up in November in our 40th year.
Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care at the Fairfield County Fair. Don Walker is here. Kristen has had a very busy week.
Yes. So she's a very important woman.
Yes, but you're not chop liver yourself,
no.
Right? Marketing manager for Fair Hope Hospice, which now includes the Pickering House, the Anita M. Turner Center, the Logan offices,
yes.
And of course the new AIM Clinic.
Yes, there's a lot of things. We have a lot going on, which is amazing. We have so many good things to offer the community.
I want to talk one more time about the fun run coming up, because once the fair is over, the fairgrounds get really quiet.
Yes.
So Saturday the 19th is going to be a good day here at the fairgrounds.
Yes, so the Fair Hope Fun and Run 5K, that's Saturday, October 19th. Registration begins at 8 a.m. So registration is still open online. Go to our Facebook page, find us, register for the event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, and again, it's a friendly kind
yeah.
of...
We're not trying to set any records here.
Are you gonna be running, walking? What are you doing?
I'm gonna be walking. Actually, I'll probably just be registering people, and I'll be rooting for everybody.
It would be unusual for Don Walker to be running because
yes,
you're
I
a
be
walker.
Walking. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Isn't that logical? See
is.
That? Now if somebody else was named runner, I'd say
right.
they should be
yes,
running.
Yes, makes sense.
What's Laura Arnold gonna be doing?
She'll be doing a lot. She'll be cheering us.
She'll be the cheerleader. Okay.
Yeah, she's a cheerleader.
She's over talking to folks right now. We've had a great. We're here at the radio tent, and you know it's steady traffic throughout the day, and those special occasions we have here at the tent really is a chance for your volunteers and your staff to really interact with.
Yeah,
people.
And this morning I got here about 8 o'clock, and I was in the art hall, and 8:15 this morning, lady walks by, and a first person I saw, and she had a story to tell me about her mother that was at the Pickering House 10 years ago.
Isn't that
so
amazing?
It was my first encounter with a person at the fair, and it was already a story about the Pickering House. So that just goes to show the impact that Fair Hope has on this community.
And this is, of course, the last county fair of the
yeah.
year. We've seen each other at the Hocking County Fair, the Perry County Fair, well, Laura Kennedy as
yes.
well. But kind of wrapping up fair season here. You mentioned the fun run. And then is there anything towards the holidays that you guys do, or is it just taking care of people?
So November is Veterans Month for us. You know, we celebrate, we honor veterans all year,
mm-hmm.
but really we do all the veterans pinnings, the ceremonies.
Did you also mention that it's Hospice Awareness Month or something
like
that?
So National Hospice and Palliative Care Month is in November.
Okay.
So that kind of goes in with the Veterans Month as well and all the things we do for our veterans ceremonies. It's a big month.
That is a big month, and we'll talk more about that as
yes.
we go.
Yeah.
Don, thank you, and enjoy if you get a chance, enjoy the fair.
We will. We always do.
Thanks. You bringing your family out?
I think they'll come up Thursday. Yeah.
Of course, you're also a pumpkin show person.
Yeah,
right?
Pumpkin show's big. I'll be off for the pumpkin show, so we'll enjoy that.
Oh, so I won't see you next week.
Nope.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.